Today, NATO political advisors meeting in Brussels took up the question of depleted uranium weapons. Those are weapons whose shells are made from uranium left over from the making of nuclear arms. Depleted uranium is mildly radioactive. Tens of thousands of rounds of DU ammunition were fired during NATO's campaigns in Kosovo and in Bosnia. Several NATO members, led by Italy, have suggested there might be a link between those weapons and cancer deaths among their soldiers. And today, Britain said it would offer to test its own soldiers who served in the Balkans. Andrew Osborne is in Brussels reporting for The Guardian. He says Britain's decision today came as a surprise to the NATO meeting.
The British government has steadfastly maintained up to now that there is no link between the use of depleted uranium in shells and cancer and other illnesses which have been contracted by troops who have served in Kosovo. So it was a surprise, and essentially it was a U-turn. It was a climb down, and it came after a lot of media pressure, really, and they finally agreed that they would carry out what will be a voluntary screening program for troops who served in Bosnia and Kosovo in the Balkan Wars.
How far away is a voluntary screening program from a full-fledged investigation?
A voluntary program, I think, will satisfy most people because most troops and the families of troops who served in that area are likely to be concerned about what they've read in the newspapers and are therefore likely to come forward. So it's about as much as they could do at the moment, considering scientific evidence on this whole matter really does vary quite a lot.
And the British officials, of course, are not saying that they will discontinue the use of such weapons.
Absolutely not, no. The UK, like the United States, is adamant, absolutely adamant at the moment that there is no question at all that it's going to stop using depleted uranium, which it uses in shells, in fact, in tank-piercing shells. So there's no question of that at the moment, no.
Well, tell us what happened there in Brussels at the political committee meeting of NATO. Mm. Italy was wanting just that, a moratorium on the use of weapons like this.
Right, yeah, there have been some interesting developments. Italy did ask for a full moratorium, a full ban on the use of depleted uranium in ammunition until further scientific tests can be carried out. I mean, the reason for this is that Italy is carrying out its own investigation into illnesses which 30 of its soldiers who served in the Balkans have contracted, and five of whom have already died of leukemia. So that's why they're particularly worried about this. But I have to say, the Italian proposal was really shot down principally by Britain and the United States, who, as we've said, are keen to carry on using depleted uranium. So Italy really made no headway. I mean, despite the fact that it's backed by Germany, who are also concerned about the issue. But the fact is that within NATO, you really need a consensus.
How much of a fuss could this get to be? I noticed that in Norway, 400 peacekeepers who could have been sent to serve in Yugoslavia are refusing to sign contracts until they're assured that they'll be safe.
Mm. I think it's more of a political problem. I mean, I think there's just so much pressure has built up through the media and on governments to take some kind of action to show that there is not a problem, that this is an issue that isn't going to go away. And it's true that the situation in Norway could be replicated elsewhere because, let's face it, there are an awful lot of European soldiers who have served in the Balkans. So we could see more of this.
Mr. Osborne, thank you for talking with us.
You're welcome.
Andrew Osborne is the European correspondent for The Guardian. He spoke with us from Brussels.